Good evening, everyone. I hope everybody is doing okay today. Welcome to Hood Action News, the podcast, y'all. I hope everybody is doing great today. Me and AE are here tonight, and we're going to talk about Tyler Perry movies. We're going to be roasting them in full. We have a lot to say tonight. So sit back, relax, get your popcorn, you know, your fried chicken, if you eat fried chicken, if you eat vegan chicken, wherever you're eating tonight, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come on tonight and sit down with us and we're going to get the going. So, hey, sis.
Hey, girl.
It's ghetto up in here. It's hood up in here. Okay. It's Hood Action News. So, we're going to be like covering different topics. And one of the topics that we talked about that we wanted to talk about is roasting Tyler Perry movies. Now, if you know who Tyler Perry is, you know, he went from being homeless and living into his car to writing stage plays to making movies. Now he has his own movie studio right here in Atlanta. It is huge. It's huge. And he's making million-dollar movies. He's on streaming services. He's acting in movies. He's everywhere at this point. Madea has not died yet, even though he said he was gonna like kill her 35,000 times. Madea can't die. It's like a part of him at this point. So we're gonna be discussing his movies and we're gonna be pointing out the good, the bad, the ugly, and between. And yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get started. So one of the first movies that we're going to roast, of course, the one that started all, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Now, we've seen the stage play. I love the stage play. Oh, to be honest, I love his stage plays more than I love his movies. The movies have just, I don't know what happened with the movies. The integrity of the movies just went downhill, in my opinion. But That's just me. But Diary of Mad Black Woman, there are a lot of things that I witnessed in this movie that I didn't like and I did like. But you go ahead, AE, like let us know your opinion on like Diary of Mad Black Woman and what you thought of it and like your opinions on it and what you thought about it.
Well, yes, first, I do agree with you that his plays are much better than the movies. I feel like he kind of wore down the production when it comes to the movies, as well as the quality of the wigs. And when it comes to the Diary of a Mad Black Woman movie, I feel like it kind of portrays as a black woman cannot have luxury and peace at the same time, that she has to struggle first before she can get that part of her life.
You know what? I agree with you. Another thing I've noticed that I just don't think Tyler Perry really likes black women in that sense, because black women in his movies are always put as the anti-hero or just the antagonist. I've noticed that a lot. How the black woman is going through all this stuff. She has an episode. And then she leaves her dark-skinned husband to go with her light-skinned king. It's just, it's weird. Like, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, example. Her husband just is disgusting. He's garbage. Leaves her for a whole white woman. And then she gets with Shamar Moore. And it goes from there. But the thing about Shamar Moore is a very handsome man, and congratulations to him. Him and his girlfriend, fiance, whatever, they're having a baby girl. Congratulations to him. But you know, he's a handsome dude, you know. I liked him and everything he's done. But the fact that they put this man in an uncombed wig, I who greenlit that? Like who said that was okay? That just nothing about that worked.
I totally agree. It was bumpy. It looked like it was not natural at all. It was dry, like they could put some shea moisture in it first before they put it on his head. It was just atrocious.
And this man was out here looking like Jim Jones. Y'all seen Jim Jones with his cornrows? Absolute atrocity. There was nothing attractive about it. And girl, he had the bandana on. The bandana on. The bandana on to cover up the edges. We knew why the edges was covered up. So, I maybe because it was his first movie, they didn't have enough people, money to do hair. But come on, somebody could have did that man's hair. But I just felt bad for her in a sense because he made her out to be this like. Oh my God, he just made it seem like she was just wanted to kill her husband and she was angry. I mean, yes, she was angry. Like, look at it from her point of view. Her husband left her for a white woman, had a baby behind her back, threw her out her house. She had to live with her grandmother. She had to start all over again. Like, she was mad. Like, she tried to get him back. But she wasn't able to. It's like a lot of stuff happening to her. And then, the part where where she pushes Charles in the tub. I'm not gonna lie, them bubbles had me cracking up laughing. Like, look at the bubbles. Look at the when she was eating that salad, he was crying. She's like, are you hungry? Oh, she's like, somebody stinks. I think someone needs a bath. Like she was, I mean. That part was funny, but he didn't have to add that part. Like he just made her look bad. I mean, you get it, right?
I totally understand. Like, she did initially when she went over to that mansion, she was trying to help him. He's the one who was still treating her as if he could talk to her any type of way. He could do whatever he want, like he has been doing for the last 18 years. And she said, not today, sir. We're going to be learning a valuable lesson." And he did.
He did what? Right. Like, I felt so bad for Helen, man. Helen was just, she was trying her best. She had to start all over in this situation. And what made it so bad is that she had the choice whether to pull the plug or to keep him alive. And she made the choice to keep him alive. If I was in her spot, I would have pulled the plug. No, you treated me bad. You left me for a white woman and all this stuff. Had to keep behind my back. You really think I'm going to sit up here? No. You should have got shot up in court. That's not my problem. I know that sounds heartless, but no. No, like that whole movie. I mean, it was nice and nice little love story to see them get together. Like, oh, they're in love, but no, ma'am. No, it's just the hair. Everything about the hair is just terrible. I'm looking at the picture right now of his hair, and I'm mad about it. I'm still mad. His hair, and the color don't even match with his with just the color don't match. Like it was like light brown hair. Everything about it is bad. Just bad. Let's see. Why did I get married? One and two. I have problems with both of those movies because, in my opinion, Tyler made the women look like the bad guys in both of those movies. Both of the movies. Like, oh my God, he made them look really bad. I those were my least favorite ones out of all the franchises. Like, for example, okay, Angela. He portrayed Angela as this angry, bitter wife. Like, it's not her fault that her now husband was going out sleeping with his baby mama and had all these venereal diseases. Like, what? He had her as the loud, bitter black woman. I did not like that. I didn't like the way that he portrayed Sheila, especially in the second one. Because Sheila was taking care of Mike because Mike got sick. And then her husband decided to go over there and beat Mike up. And I'm like, why you got her looking bad and stuff? And then he made Diane look like a whole cheater, but she was emotionally, what was it? Emotionally cheating on her husband. And I'm just like, what? But Terry was out here being like, Terry was out here pushing to have sex with her. And she was like, bro, you need to calm the fuck down. Like, it's. Everything about why did I get married, one, but why did I get married, two, pissed me off. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. When it comes to the first one, it did make it seem like everything that was going on in the marriages that were incorrect was because of the women. Like, for example, Tyler and his wife, it was her fault because she wasn't sleeping with him and trying for another baby. With Jill Scott's character, it was her fault because she didn't fit the appearance that he wanted, you know, a slimmer figure. And Angela's fault, it was her fault because, you know, like you said, the stereotype of the loud and ghetto woman who's demeans her husband and puts him down and things like that. And then with Janet, in the second one, they made her seem like she was this crazy, and this was coming after her husband while they were going through a divorce for no reason, even though he cleaned out her bank account just because he thought that he was entitled to her money because he helped with her books. He didn't write the books for her, he helped with the books. That doesn't mean that you deserve all of her money. So once she tried to get some get back and then he got hit by that car, oh, then she was the one who was wrong. I think not.
Exactly. And remember in the first one, they made it seem like that it was Patricia's fault, Janet Jackson's fault, that she was the one that didn't buckle in the son, and that's why he got killed in the car accident.
Right.
Like, wow. So it's all the women's fault. Cause and Tyler Perry character made me mad. I didn't like Terry. I didn't like his character. I didn't like his character. Like, he was doing all this stuff. And remember, he got mad and like said he was moving out and stuff. And I'm like, what? And
Yes, I remember that.
they had to all go apologize to the husbands and stuff. And I'm like, shouldn't this be the other way around? Like, shouldn't you like apologize? Okay, so Patricia, Pat. Okay. So like her husband, like, shouldn't you? Who was her husband? And Gavin? Gavin. This is how it should have been done. Gavin, you should have sat down with Pat and be like, listen, it's no one's fault in this situation. And if you want or are willing to try again to have another baby, let's do it. Not now, understand. Let's grieve. We're good. Terry shouldn't have been so adamant to get Diane to have another baby. Diane was just like, we have two kids. We're good. We don't need any more kids. Can I please focus on my career? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why some men push women to have babies when they're like, no, I don't want to have a baby right now. Let me focus on my career. I'm trying to make this bread. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing I liked about it is that he made everybody successful black business owners. I did like that. I did like that because Terry was a doctor. Diane is a, was she a lawyer? I think a lawyer or something. But she's like, let me focus on this bread. And she got her tubes tied. And to be honest, she didn't have to tell Terry if she got her tube tied. It's her body. But the fact that he went behind her back and had a DNA test to see if that was his kids, now that shit was low down. I'm sorry. That pissed me off.
Right, because you're the one who making a big deal about children and you wondering that if that's your child is because y'all haven't had sex in months. Okay, it takes 9 months to make a child. Yeah, it could still be your child. And it's just like you don't understand from a woman's point of view how much it is, you know, energy wise, emotionally wise, physically, spiritually. When having a child, everything goes to that child. You just can't do anything like that. Like, I know there's still women who work while pregnant, but it is still something that you have to work around. And some women, after a certain point, they don't want to do that, which is perfectly fine. It's not like, you know, you didn't have children at all and you guys agreed upon having children. You got married, then she's like, no, I don't want having children. That would have been a different story. You already have children. You're just being greedy at this point.
Like, he was thinking of his, he was being selfish, thinking of his needs before Diane's needs. And I was just like, that was messed up. And the kids that he got, they were like, what, like 6 and 7. So I think that was great. Like, let that woman's body rest. Let her recuperate. Like, you're good. You didn't have to do all that. And then, and the second one, Why Did I Get Married Too? He made her character like have like this emotional affair with excuse me, a coworker, and that made him feel some type of way. And I'm just like, well, if your character wasn't so unattractive looking, maybe they wouldn't went this far. I'm throwing shade. I'm sorry.
Oh dear.
I'm throwing shade. But okay, so Angela and Marcus character. Okay, they're actually my favorite characters. I'm not. I love Angela. She was my favorite. But I didn't like the way they portrayed Angela because, like we both said, they made her the loud black woman. And you know what I'm saying? And I didn't like that. But she was professional. She had her own business. You know, she's making money and whatnot. But with her situation, they had her, and then they have the bitter baby mama interfering in the background, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, but y'all giving shit to Angela, but Marcus was unemployed. He had no job. You know what I'm saying? He was cutting hair at Angela's shop. She the one that gave him a job. On top of that, he the one that went behind Angela's back and slept with his baby mama and ended up getting a venereal disease. Well, actually, stop. Angela slept with somebody else, but that's a different story. That's a whole different story. But still, he slept with his baby mama to get mad, get back at her. And I'm just like, y'all married. Why are you sleeping with this girl? So it's messed up on El Marcus' part. And then Marcus was like, you always getting mad at me, talking about, oh, I'm the one that gave you money and did this. Nigga, she really did gave you money. You was broke. Yeah.
So to counteract that, it's basically because remember, before he got hurt and he was in the NFL, it
Yeah.
was his money that started up the company. So in a way, he probably felt entitled because of that.
Right. And I'm just like, you can't get mad. Like, you can't get mad at Angela. Angela took care of you and your child. Your child. Sheila and Mike. That situation was a hot mess. Hot mess. That dinner scene to this day makes my face hot. You hear me? You made her look bad in number one and two. This man made this girl get off of an airplane, drive all the way up there to the mountains, and then his little friend was up there. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. The friend drove up there, and like everybody knew, Angela knew. Angela knew. I just that just oh my God, there's men out there that do that shit. That what makes me pissed off. But in the second one, they tried to make it seem like, oh, she was cheating on Troy with Mike, and that's not the case. But if y'all and people don't know, Mike is the reason that she had a miscarriage. Mike hit her. Mike has a whole backstory of being abusive towards Sheila. Like everything came out. And I'm like, Sheila, girl, don't do this. Sheila, I just hated the way that made everybody was portrayed in number and Why to Get Married to. Child, did you see the way that made Janet Jackson look crazy?
Yes.
They had Janet Jackson looking crazy. She was out here smoking Newports.
Yep.
She was breaking shit in the house. What was it? When Terry, I think it was Terry Marcus had went to the house. When Terry and Marcus had went to the house, and damn Pat was throwing shit and breaking shit. They was like, we gotta get out of here. They made her look so bad. They made her look bad. I ain't like that. That irritated me. That irritated me. She was like, you took my money. And Janet Jackson's like, you took my money? My money? You
I
better.
don't blame her.
Yeah, it's like, that's my money. You an architect. You got money. Gavin is an architect. Do you know how much architects make if you do right? Architects make, that's right. Architects, brother-in-law did a little money thing. Architects make money. Money. Lots of money. So I don't even know why he tripping. Everybody in that whole franchise. Terry was a doctor. Angela was a hairdresser. Patricia, she was a professor. You know, Sheila, she was a stay-at-home mom. Mike, what did Mike do? I think Mike has construction business. Marcus was on that sports show. Diane was a lawyer. Gavin was an architect. Troy worked for the DeKalb County Police. Now, Troy, I got a problem with that. DeKalb County, for real? Y'all don't do shit. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I think that's it. That's it. Everybody had like professional jobs and stuff. So I just, it's, no, I didn't like that. It was another movie that Tyler Perry had Janet Jackson looking crazy in for Colored Girls.
Yes.
Wait, let's talk about Colored Girls. Michael Ealy is, I can't look at him the same no more. That man scares me. I'm sorry. Them poor kids. He threw them kids out the window, man. I'm like, are you for real? Are you for real?
He always look crazy in the eyes. No matter what picture he's taking, he got crazy eyes. I don't trust that man.
He's a light-skinned man with blue eyes. You can't trust. you can't trust it. Girl, that whole movie. I read the book, by the way. The book is really good. The book is amazing. If you haven't read For Colored Girls, please do. There is the title is longer. But there's a trigger word in it, so I can't say it. But it's a beautiful book, and it tells stories of black women and just things they have went through, just sexually, and just with family and friends, and just it's a very good book. I love that book. I recommend any black woman to read that book. Like, you will get a better understanding from reading the book than looking at the movie. Like, I guarantee it. It's a great book. Wonderful book. Man. Alice. Alice is Whoopi Goldberg character. I didn't like the way they portrayed her character, because they portrayed her as this crazy woman that was hoarding stuff, and that her daughter was a whore, and then her other daughter was, I guess, projecting, I guess. I just, that whole situation really bothered me about their character. Like, what character for Colored Girls that you like bothered you the most from that movie?
I would say, once again, crazy eyes. Like, the fact that he was just being so abusive and so controlling that she just was trying to leave him, because she left, you hurt her by hurting the kids. And that was just terrible. And then, yeah, as for Whoopi's character, I feel like she was, in a way, controlling as well when it came to her daughters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she was more protective of the younger daughter than the older daughter. And like you said, she kind of casted the older daughter away.
Yes.
And I feel like that's the reason why the older daughter became what she became. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she played a big part in that as well.
Because, like, their whole story was just complete and utter trauma. Because after what happened with their relationship with the guy, that white guy that she was with, that's when Whoopi started, like, just spiraling out of control and started hoarding. And then it was like she was in a cult or something or whatever. And she was going around asking for money and stuff. Like, that's when she just went out of control. Like, I felt bad for her character. Oh my God. Anika Noni Rose, she was, her character was Yasmin. And that scene was very rough. She met the dude, thought the dude was nice, Karma came back for him after he got stabbed and killed, but that scene, that was a lot to process, and I felt so bad for her because she was just scared. She was scared. She was scared. That part really messed me up because, I've been through something like that. Because this dude felt like he was entitled to have something back. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. I just felt disgusted at that. The book is rough because it's about those situations, but I just felt in that detail, it was just a lot. And I just felt so bad for her. I felt so bad for her. And there was, who other? Oh, Joe. Oh, Jack Jackson's character. Oh, man. Wow. You can go
Yeah,
ahead, Eve.
her character really was going through a lot. It was like she was always trying to chase after this man's love that was never there. Instead of giving the love that she deserved, all he would say is, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And I feel like that's a lot of why it made her, bitter, and she would take it out on her employees. And it was just sad.
Because, like, he got caught several times. And then what made it so bad, she ended up contracting AIDS. And oh man, that whole scene. And she was like, "You over here get doing the bending." I was like,
Like that was crazy.
God, I felt so bad for her. I felt so bad for her. And then, God, what's her name? Leroy Devine character. I loved her character. But that man did not love her. He only used her for one thing. And I felt bad because she kept letting this man back into her life over and over again. And he wasn't giving her the love that she wanted to, the same love that she was giving back to him wasn't being reciprocated back to her on her end. And she was one of the oldest in the group. And that was sad.
Yeah, her and Felicia Rashard's character.
Yeah, that movie was rough to watch, y'all. It's a very emotional movie. The book is emotional, so like, warning before you watch that movie, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot. It's good though, but it's about love, abandonment, infidelity, abortion, trigger warning, rape. So, just take caution before you watch it. But it's good though. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so got like 15 more minutes left. So let's talk about let's talk about Meet the Browns, honey.
Oh.
Once again, you have a single black woman with possibly multiple baby daddies, which I hate, that is living on the edge of poverty, that has to work to take care of her kids in the inner city while her husband don't give a shit about his kids. I didn't like that. And then
Yeah, another struggle story.
what made it worse, they daddy was a Rolling Stone. He was out here being a whole thot. And I'm like, this is what it is. Daddy's being thoughts, not taking care of their kids. Because Mr. Brown, and then, oh Lord have mercy, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, who was it? I'm trying to think of her name. Oh my goodness. Jennifer Lewis, her character. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Child, they made her so shady. They made her shady. Her character, they was making, okay, they didn't know they had a brother. They didn't know they had a sister. And then they met her and stuff, and everything went left. The daddy left her a whole house. A whole house. And I don't know. They made her character. I'm trying to think. I can see where she's coming from. Okay, so she has trust issues. She can't trust nobody. She can't trust the baby daddies. She can't trust the one baby daddy, well, the father of her oldest, because he ain't been there for him for the longest time. And like, y'all really can't get mad at her character for not, you know what I'm saying, getting with what's it, Rick Fox. Rick Fox, he's a handsome dude, by the way. I like Rick
He
Fox.
really is.
I love me some Rick Fox. He's a little handsome self. Like, you can't get mad because she can't trust Rick Fox. Rick Fox was out here gambling, had a gambling issue. I'm like, you can't get mad at her. Like, she had to step away with that. Like, she had to do what's right for her and her kids. So I just didn't like the way, you know, everybody was coming up her talking, you gotta get back with him. No, she don't. She gotta do shit. You know, it's Tyler Perry, let me tell you something. You gonna stop trying to embarrass black women in your movies. I'm gonna talk to you. You Madea's no, was it Madea's family reunion?
Oh, that movie.
Now, that was the icing on top of the cake. That movie, it's for me, it seems like in every Tyler Perry movie, black women have so much trauma. And I think the family reunion, the sister have the most trauma.
The one that was getting married at first.
No, the sister that wasn't gonna get married.
Oh, the other sister, yes, she had a lot of trauma, and she was another one that dealt with trigger warning essay and things like that.
Because her mama, who's her? Did her mama was that Diane Carroll that
I
played her
think that
mama?
was Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah, Lynn Whitfield is an amazing actress. I love
She
me
knows
some
she can play the villain.
girl. She was great. She was, and the movie that she did with Martin Lawrence, she was not the villain, by the way. If Martin Lawrence was the villain, and we gonna have a discussion about that movie on the later time. But she was not the villain in that movie. She had every right to be
No.
mad. She had every right to be mad. The oldest daughter had so much trauma. But it seems like in every Tyler Perry movie, everybody has trauma. The women has trauma. And I'm just like, it's repetitive and it needs to stop. It really needs to stop. You know, even in the stage plays, all the women have trauma. Even Cora got trauma. Cora is not a good mama. Don't let it fool y'all. Cora is a horrible mama.
Yeah, because if you saw the family reunion, the play, and one of the daughters came to her about what the dad was doing to them, she didn't even want to believe them. She felt like they was just lying until they really started breaking down, and then she finally believed them.
And that's sad. If your children are telling you, look, this is going on, somebody is doing this, listen to your children. As a parent, you are your child's biggest advocate, because if they don't have you, who else is going to have their back? Every time my child tells me something, I believe them first before anything, and then we go from there. And it should be like that. Like in school, out of school, anywhere they go. And in situations like this, if someone is doing something to your child and they're telling you, look, I don't want to be around this person because they're doing it, believe them. Believe them. If your child is behaving a certain way or acting like, you know, distant, or, you know, there's certain behaviors, please listen to your child. This is real out here, y'all. And there's just people out here that just don't listen to their kids. And it's a sad situation, man. And Cora is not a good mom. I'm sorry. She's not a good mom. I think the only person that's actually got sense isn't who? I don't even it's Mr. Brown at this point, and his wife and his
No.
Pringle can. That's it. And
A
maybe
Pringle
Medea.
can. He put his wife in a Pringle can.
Took me out. She was in a Pringle can. He can her every way with. talking about this is what the church paid for. And remember, he came on the stage play, he had that FUBU shirt on, and so he wrote FUBU on the shirt, and his knees was ashy. Who gets Mr. Brown's outfits?
I got no.
The wig and everything. Child, I cannot do it.
That toupee he had.
Oh, in the movie, the little girl was like, look, mommy, it's the clown. Look, I love Mr. Brown character. What's that? David Mann? Something's wrong with him. Something is wrong with David Mann. He acts like that. He's an amazing singer, by the way. But he acts like that. He acts like that in real life. He is. Something's wrong with him.
Like, I don't know how Pamela does it.
I don't know how she do it, because the way he be acting around the house, the stuff he do, that man is naturally funny. He's funny. These are my favorite people in the Tyler Perry series. I like Tamala. I like David Mann. I like, what is his name? What's that man's name? LeVan Davis.
Who played Curtis?
Yes,
yeah. And Cassie Davis.
Cassie and LeVan have me dying. Especially LeVan. LeVan is a damn mess. And why did we get married? He had me cracking up laughing when he was doing the prayer. I'm like, can y'all please stop him doing the prayer? Stop. He's a mess. He acts like that too. I love his character. Like, he's one of my favorite. And then the stage plays, Cheryl Pepsi Riley. God, that woman can sing.
Oh, I love her.
That woman can sing. Oh, she's amazing. And then there's the other one. I forgot her name. She was in School Reunion. What was her name? She played the mama. I forgot her. I like her too.
Oh, I know who she's talking about, because she's in every Tyler play. She's in every Tyler play, but I can't think of her name right now.
I'm going to have to find her. Christmas. She was in the Christmas one. Christmas. What was her name? I'm going to find her. Chandra. Chandra Young. Her. I love her. Patrice, she's the one that plays, who does she play? She plays, who does she play? Hattie, Miss Hattie, the crazy woman with the glasses that be acting crazy, trying to twerk on everybody. I like her. I like her crazy behind. Child, oh my goodness. Now, I do give him credit for the characters that the people that he do cast, because they are very talented people. All of them are talented. And I like that. I want Tyler Perry to know that there are people on your team that can possibly write better than you. Let somebody else do the work.
I just feel like he don't want to share the bag when it comes to that, because that's where the real money is at, the writing.
It is. But he also got to let people help him with that, because if you let people help you, they add more to the story, and then you can make more money, and then that you can help your people branch off. That's what we're trying to do here. We want to help people, our people here, and help them branch off and do bigger and better things. That's what we're trying to do. We try to share the wealth with everybody in this community. It's not just one person, because Tyler Perry has an office, his writing room, where it's just him writing. Like, you don't need to do that. Let everybody else write. Jordan Peele, the thing I love about Jordan Peele is that even though he has Monkey Paw Productions, the little timer's up, almost 4 minutes. The thing about him is that he has Monkey Paw Productions. That's his company. And y'all know, I love me some Jordan Peele. Like, all his movies, Us, Nope, Get Out, great movies. He's making some more, by the way, are wonderful. But he has a team of writers to help him. A black woman helped him write Nope. A black woman from Monkey Paw is the one that wrote The New Candyman. He has people helping him out. Tyler Perry needs to take notes. And just share the wealth. And let somebody come in and style them wigs.
Please.
I'm tired of looking at these shows and looking at, remember that one where that lady had on, I don't know what it was, and she had a shortcut, and you can tell it wasn't brushed down. Somebody put the wig cap over her head with the damn wig, and she looked crazy. Let's, please fix the wigs. You got too much Tyler Perry money, Tyler Perry, to be going around now fixing these wigs. Are you giving all the money to Oprah? He giving the money to Oprah. Oh my goodness. He's giving the money to Oprah. Don't stop giving Oprah money. She got enough money. Oprah got too much money. Give me some money, for Oprah. Real. Give me some money, Oprah. I know you good for it. Just give me like $10. $20. $20 million. dollars. But look, y'all, we got 3 minutes left, and we're gonna go ahead and like say our goodbyes before we leave. You have anything to say, Sister AE?
I would just like to thank y'all for joining us. You could use your time anywhere else, but y'all helping Negroes out, and we're going to resonate.
Two baddies, one Negro. Yes, that's what we're doing up in here. That's what we're doing up here. For copyright purposes, I will not be playing that song or the sticker one. That's for the YouTube. But we ain't talking about that because it's all about us right here, right now. But we do appreciate y'all for coming out tonight, listening to us. This is the first of many podcasts. I am grateful. And with that being said, we're out. Everybody have a good weekend. Well, good weekend. My bad. Good day. Dog, I was excited. It must be the liquor. But anyway, y'all have a good day, evening, night, morning, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you later. All right, bye. Everybody. Peace.